A Prairie Home Companion is brought to you by Yoplait. With 72% of adults not getting enough calcium, Yoplait is the yogurt with calcium and vitamin D in every cup. Products, recipes, and health information is online at Yoplait.com.
Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. It's been gorgeous, beautiful weather. The lilacs are in bloom now, and that clean, sweet smell of lilacs in the air and the smell of fresh cut alfalfa as well, and the wind that came up after the big storm on Sunday blew white blossoms on us. It was too perfect, perfect paradise weather, which is okay, it's okay, but coming from where I come from, you know that it's severe weather that brings out the best in the inner man. And so when the tornado sirens went off on Sunday night, it was like a bugle call, and people were roused to action. The warning signal said, take shelter, but we all went outdoors. We all stood out on the street, all people standing out there in their shorts and their sandals, and they put out the barbecue, and they stood out looking at that line of clouds that was coming in over the horizon. And then they went down into the basement briefly. The women went down and they took food with them. The men took beer. The girls took their cell phones with them. The boys took nothing with them. They were just stunned by the meaning of the experience. The tornado sirens were blowing. And then there was this silence. There was this brief silence, this time of meditation. We all sat down there, and then everyone came up, and the women fixed supper, and the girls got on their cell phones to tell their friends, every friend they ever had or almost had, about what an exciting experience it was. And the boys sat and listened to them on the cell phones, thinking how exciting it could have been and how they would have rescued these girls and what heroic deeds they would have done. And the men just sat and they finished their beer. And then, because they had been through a traumatic experience, they had another beer to try to restore calm. There was a roof that was blown off somebody's house. We don't know whose it was. It landed half in the water on the lakeshore. The roof of a house and a chimney came blown in on the storm, and there it was, and part of the attic as well. And there was a trunk that had been in the attic. We opened it up, and there were love letters in this trunk, written in a man's hand, written to someone whom he addressed as Beauty. Dear Beauty, dear Beauty, I am unspeakably lonely without you here. And though he said he was unspeakably lonely, he went on and on at great length about his loneliness and how bereft he was. Being lonely really brought out the poet in this man. I sat today on my tractor going back and forth, harrowing and cultivating the lower 40, and thinking of you, the taste of dust in my mouth. And wouldst that you had been there, I would have left that tractor running alone in the field and led you by the hand into the clearing in the woods and that piece of green grass down by the brook, and we would have lain in shallow water and let the minnows nibble on our pale, radiant skin. It was quite a letter for a farmer to have written. You don't think of farmers in that way. Wouldst that thou had been with me. For to draw a farmer into the subjunctive mood is quite a it's quite a feat. No, extreme weather brings out the best in the inner man. It makes poets up. We have no idea whose house this was, who she is, why she saved these letters from this man. But we'll never look at farmers in the same way ever again. Grace down to the library has them. They're in the archive. If they were your letters, you can claim them at any time. The rapture was scheduled for a week ago, And that was supposed to have taken place, and then God put it off. God does answer prayer, and evidently there were a lot of prayers of people who just were too busy to leave this earth, and so it's been postponed, and so everything went ahead. It was a big week in Lake Wobegon. It was the last high school orchestra concert, the last band concert, and the last choir concert. All these lasts, and all of the parents of the seniors with their flash cameras taking thousands of pictures, little pinpricks of light in the crowd. The orchestra played on Monday night, and they pretty well tortured Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik. They got it down, and they beat on it pretty hard. But it was still ticking at the end. And the band did the same to John Philip Sousa. It's an interesting sound. The clarinets are very, very timid, and the flutes you can't hear at all. And mainly it's these 10 trombones, which are the heart of the band. And then, of course, the drums are loud. It's a punishing band to listen to. I think if they were playing for your execution, you might reach over and grab the lever and drop yourself and be glad for the end. And then the choir, and that was beautiful. That was beautiful. The choir sang all these songs that the choir sang back when I was in choir, and some that we did not sing because they had not been written yet. Send in the clowns and let it be did not exist back in my day. But they sang, Hier in des Abends, traulich ganz der Stille, kann es das Leben freudig gestalten, hier wo der Eintracht sanfte Geister wollten, stärk sich der Wille. Which brings back all these memories of standing in choir and looking at the neck of Christine in the alto section. Standing in front of me. That's what the song is about. It's about her ears. It's about her neck, her brown hair, which was curling slightly in perspiration, and her bare shoulders, which I wanted to see more of, and wouldst that I could have pulled down the zipper and seen her. It was beautiful, and of course, they sang, Hail to thee, our alma mater, wouldst that we could dwell longer in thy hallowed hallways, but we bid farewell. Long life's long and dangerous passages, long the coast of grief and fear, in our hearts we'll e'er remember how you loved and taught us here. Tears streaming down the cheeks of the parents, the mothers, the fathers, flash cameras going off. The choir did not cry because they had just come back from the choir picnic, and they'd been in the bus, and they came down the county road, and as they approached town, they saw a dead cat there on the shoulder of the road, and moments after they saw the body of the cat and the flies crawling over it, they saw two wild turkeys who were mating. It took them a moment to figure this out. Two wild turkeys who were making love there along the road, and the kids screamed, ew, oh, gross. And it scared the turkeys, and they separated themselves with some difficulty and ran down into the ditch and off. And so, as they were singing, Hier in des Abends Traulichens des Stille. There were tenors in back who were singing. So the sopranos had to keep a stiff upper lip. And that was the big ceremony. What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day we had this last week. Was it Thursday? Was it Friday? I don't know what. You came out of the Chatterbox Cafe. Fresh rhubarb now in Lake Wobegon. The rhubarb ready to be pulled. And Dorothy had pulled some and made rhubarb pie. And the special in the cafe was creamed tuna on biscuits with peas. Oh, fresh peas. You came out full of cream tuna and peas and rhubarb into this glorious day and the smell of lilacs and the smell of alfalfa and the peonies and the irises here in the flower box in front of the Chatterbox Cafe and a hum in the air and a hummingbird flying just over you, the red-throated hummingbird in this paradise that we live in, even though we're surrounded by people who know us much too well and who know all of the worst things that we ever did in our lives. Still, when the weather is perfect, they don't bring it up anymore. There's some kind of forgiveness. People in this town know me as the one who missed the two free throws with seconds left in the district championship against St. Francis, 1959, in March. I stood there. We were 1 point down. I stood at the free throw line, and both free throws hit the front rim in exactly the same bong, bong. And then a player for St. Francis laughed, and they were given a technical, and so I got one more free throw. And it hit the same rim, bong. Long after that, people would walk up to me in the street and they'd just look at me and they'd say, bong. My nickname had been Ace, but they gave me a new nickname, which was like Ace, but which was significantly different. And now nobody's mentioned it for a long time. We get closer to the cemetery and people become kinder and kinder and kinder. Nobody's brought it up in years and years and years. And maybe never again in my life. Until I'm driving down the road one day and I take my eyes off the road and I hit the tree. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good looking, and all the children are above average.